Friday mornings, the entertainment editor and movie critic for the River City's Reader joins us. And for a number of years, that person has been Mike Schultz.
Yeah, yeah. Quite a few.
Jeez.
Is this going to work like a...
Shocker.
What's that?
They're candies.
I'll take one of those.
They're very good.
I ain't scared.
I'm going to warn you, it makes you very saliva-y.
Really? All right. Wow, I got four? Nice.
It's not the kind of treat you would want to do before you do a live performance.
Let's hold on to these then until after I'm done.
Before we talk about the movies, let's talk to Mike Schultz, the actor. What's cooking there?
The next thing up for me is Cyrano de Bergerac in May with the Prenzi Players, actually.
And you'll be playing?
I mean, playing a Deguiche, who is exactly what his name sounds like. He's a Deguiche. He is just a kind of loathsome villain who does not care for Cyrano at all. So,
all right.
That should be some fun. Yeah, exactly.
And that'll be where and when?
Got that. That's going to be taking place at a new facility for the Prenzies in downtown Rock Island, the district, on 2nd. You remember where the old Bruinview used to be?
Yeah.
In the green room. It's like Kitty Corner across the street from that.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, they're going to have a...
Wasn't the old Bruinview a theater?
Yeah, it was the green room for almost 2 years.
What is
well.
It now?
It's just defunct.
Can we just turn that into a Bruinview, somebody,
man,
please?
Oh, man, I miss that place.
Yeah,
I still do.
That was the best, wasn't
Gosh,
it?
Gosh, that really was the best place to see movies in the world.
Yeah. We've only got really one movie that's opening in Quad City. Well, two movies that are opening in Quad City theaters today.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Arata Mitchell's got a movie. We'll talk about that, but let's talk about Shutter Island first.
Shutter Island, yeah. A lot of fun, I thought. Really a lot of fun. Yeah, what I wrote is that it's a really great, not bad movie. And that's exactly how you feel. It's like, all right, well, I was left wanting a little bit. It gets pretty draggy, I would say, about 90 minutes into it. You're just like, oh, really, pick up the pace. It's time to start.
You do mention it's a lot longer than it needs to be.
Yeah, and no movie really needs to be 2 hours, 20 minutes at all, especially a kind of a quick genre, entertainment like this one. And it's got a lot of scenes with really good actors, but doing long-ass monologues that take, scenes that take like 5 minutes each, and you're like, just pick up the pace. But it starts great. It ends great. It is an absolutely not disappointing ending, which is surprising, and it's one of those that does make you go, I want to see it again now.
Yeah.
Now
okay.
I want to see it again.
Really?
Really good performances? Yeah. Martin Scorsese, damn.
See, because I have a theory about the movie that I think if I take it in with me and I'm right, that it's gonna ruin it.
Okay.
Hang on.
Yeah. What is that theory?
I'm not sure.
No.
Yeah, we didn't.
I'm going to put the show on hold, and I want to talk to Mike off air about this, because I don't want to ruin Shutter Island for everybody.
Yeah.
But I have a theory. You just tell me if I'm right or I'm wrong.
All right. Go.
And I've had this theory since I started seeing a trailer.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, then I got to go see this
movie. Yeah.
All right.
Your guess was incorrect.
Okay, well,
all right. Well, now I'm excited about
seeing
it.
It's fun. Yeah, absolutely.
Now that I know that the movie isn't ruined, that's good. So we've got two movies opening today. Mm-hmm. One is a movie called The Crazies, which is a remake of a George Romero classic. Basically, people drink tox.
But first, The Single Man.
I
forgot that too. Yeah, A Single Man. Really good.
Yeah.
Really strong. Colin Firth, incredible.
But you're going to have to wait for DVD.
Incredible performance. But you're going to have to wait for DVD.
Okay.
It was here and now it's gone.
Exactly. He was doing two shows a day. There was no way it was lasting. But
and
I'm surprised we got it at all. God bless.
They
cool.
do a pretty good job at 53 of getting stuff for at least a
they
week.
They actually do, yeah. You have to act fast, but...
They'll meet you halfway.
Yeah.
I like that about them.
That's a good point.
All right, so also opening today, we've got The Crazies, where people drink, there's a toxin in the water, and it turns them into crazies.
But they're not zombies, you're telling me?
That's
I was pretty
said.
Sure they were zombies.
They seem zombie-like, but they're
See,
not.
See, we've got yet more zombies. Zombies stalk the screen is the headline for Ebert's review.
Well, but those headlines are written locally by people that don't know a lot about things.
And Ebert does not write them himself. That's
a
good
point. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
If we were to hold you to account for all the headlines, although you do write your headlines, don't you?
I do write my own headlines, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
but that's
just
me.
Yet another reason you're on and we don't have Ebert on. Also, he isn't able to talk for the last 4 years.
And he would probably cost a lot.
Did you see that article on him in
Esquire? Brilliant.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic article. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad pictures. Wow.
That's online. Mm. Well, he's still doing
it. No, he's great. He's amazing. But
yeah.
That article was good. Read
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Also opening today, we've got it's a Kevin Smith movie that they are going out of their way not to mention Kevin Smith is involved in it. Is that weird?
Cop out.
You got Tracy Morgan and Bruce Willis it's a buddy cop picture.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when's the last good buddy cop picture?
Turner and Hooch.
Are we going to go that far back?
You might have to, right? Because the other good ones would have been before that, right? 48 Hours and...
The last one I can think of, the last good buddy cop picture. And, I mean, this used to be a staple. There'd be
Running
six,
Scared
seven good...
we had, right?
Yeah, Running Scared.
Mr. Gregory Hines.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, no.
Lethal Weapon, of course.
Lethal Weapon, a great... What's the one with Chris Tucker and...
Rush Hour?
That's a buddy
it's
cop.
It's got moments, I guess.
The first one does.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, now it's just insanely lame.
Right.
But,
now they're just stuck in Rush Hour.
Here's a clip from Cop Out, opening today in Quad City Theaters.
You know, there's a right way of doing police work. There's a wrong way of doing it. Then there's a way that you two idiots do it.
Thank you, Captain.
Wait a minute. This is the scene where the captain yells at them for doing
things.
See,
now, we should hate this, but maybe it's a spoof of these kinds of movies, and so they have to do that scene. Maybe it's all part of a grander design to say we're going to cover every scene that you know by heart in this one.
You're far more generous
than
I am, Mike.
I'm just feeling
half
full about this one. It's, you know.
Because when the clip you sent us is they're in the captain's office and he's yelling at
them. This is Starsky and Hutch.
I've seen this
movie. If he takes away one of their badges, then we'll know for sure later in the film.
Because you'll shoot out that whole neighborhood is dead to me. Good job.
The good news, Captain? We're fine.
The good news is you're suspended 30 days without pay.
Uh-huh.
What?
Suspended without pay.
I got a dead informant. I got a neighborhood shot out.
Are you kidding me?
We didn't kill this thing that I've been working on
his own pal.
Nitwit here.
I'm not taking
him.
In
film, beating up a kid and then stealing his bike.
Nitwit here almost got his ass shot off. You beat up a kid? I needed the bike.
You can see it on YouTube if you want.
Really? What, the YouTube?
Good job.
Cap, how many hits I get?
Oh, boy.
Have fun.
Yeah. What's that Schwarzenegger character on The Simpsons?
No.
I just can't remember his name offhand.
Yeah, the guy that
around
does...
here, we do things by the book. Bam. By book. Fantastic. Yeah, that's what it looks like. I'm hoping. I'm hoping it's kind of a, you know, they just don't make good 80s buddy comedies anymore.
Not since Pat Morita and Jay Leno gave us Collision Course.
Uh-huh. How about Cop and a Half with Burt Reynolds and that
Cop and
small
a half.
Child? You remember that one?
When was
Cop and a Half?
I mean, really?
Yeah.
This is it's a genre that we haven't seen in a while.
It was strictly an 80s genre, I think, is
right.
The thing. And
right.
Every once in a while, you had little bastard children of it, like Rush Hour, show up.
I do like the idea of them going, now I'm seeing it through your glasses here, and I'm saying I like the idea of them being yelled at by the captain. I'm going to need your badges before you leave.
Turn in your weapons, son.
Rainier Wolfcastle. Shame on me for not having that immediately for you.
No. But what's his character's name? Do you remember? It's not MacGruber or something like that.
Oh, it's like McBain.
McBain. I can't believe I couldn't think of that. Ah. Oh, yeah. That's what it seems like. It seems like a big McBain movie.
McBain.
And there'll be some sort of streetwise character that they go to for information.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got to have your Huggy Bear.
Your Huggy Bear, right. Yeah.
He's Mike Schultz. Read his reviews
Enjoy.
Of those right. two movies.
Yeah. Could be grim, but it could be fun. Let's
Both.
See.
Now, is this a paper week or is this all RC
This
Reader?
Will actually, upcoming will be a huge paper week. Yeah, it's our spring guide. So it's got the list of 3 months worth of entertainment options in the Quad Cities on top of it. So
that's
pick that up. It'll be huge.
Keep around the
one
house for
save,
a couple of
yes.
weeks.
Okay.
Yes.
He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.